Patient's name is Stryker Tyler. First name Stryker. Last name Tyler. Date of birth is 4/6/2012. Date of service is 7/22/2022. History of present illness is 10-year-old Mel comes to the clinic accompanied by mom. Mom states he's just in for a follow-up from his last office visit. Patient was diagnosed with a right otitis externa, and he was given the proper medications. However, they did want to check just to make sure that he did not have a TM perforation. Allergies, no known drug allergies, current medications, Zyrtec, medical history, deny, surgical history, deny, social history, denies drugs, ETOH or smoke, ROS, CHPI, vital signs, heart rate 92, respiration 16, temp 98.2, O2 99, and he weighs 90 pounds. Physical exam, general, he's alert, appropriate for age, well nourished, well groomed, H-E-E-N-T. His left TM is completely intact. His right TM is intact. He does have some erythema to his external ear canal on the right side. No erythema to the posterior pharynx, and there is no purulent drainage noted to either ear canal. Neck negative, JVD, normal range of motion, chest S1, S2, respirations even in labor, clear to auscultation bilaterally, abdomen soft on tender, bowel sounds times 4, extremities, normal range of motion, no edema, neuro, ANO times 4, gait steady. Skin's warm, dry, no rash, no lesions. Assessment and plan number one, right otitis externa. Patient will continue the medicated antibiotic drops that he was given last week for his ears until he completes that dose. He can take Motrin Tylenol as needed for pain. If he has any worsening of symptoms, he can return to the clinic for further evaluation, possible further testing. Mom does agree to the plan of care, and she was given an opportunity to ask questions. She has none at this time.